Parshas Tazria starts off with the din of Yoledes. Yoledes is obligated to bring a carbon at the end of the Malos. If she has a baby boy, the Malos is over at 40 days. On the 41st day, she brings the carbon. And if she had a baby girl, the Malos is over on the 80th day, so she can bring the carbon on the 81st day. This obligation to bring the carbon, it has a double role. The Mishnah say, Maseches Krisis. Number one, it's a mitzvah. So if the woman had, let's say, 9 babies, and then they build the Beis Hamikdash, she's obligated to bring 9 sets of korbanos. And then there's a second din, that every yoledes has a level of tumah. So when she goes to the mikveh, the tumah is removed. Whenever a person is tameh, a person goes to the mikveh, so the tumah is removed, but for the purpose of eating trumah, he has to wait till Ha'erev Shemesh. So let's say the person goes to mikveh at 2 o'clock in the afternoon, so he has to wait till Tzeisah Kechavim, that's Ha'erev Shemesh. Here, the Yoledes is considered a Tvul Yom Aruch, a Tvulas Yom. She's a woman, so she's Tvulas Yom Aruch. She's considered a Tvul Yom, even though she goes to the mikveh, let's say she has a baby boy, so the Melosa, 40 days by a boy, Melosa, 80 days by a girl, is broken down into 2 parts. First you make Tumah, then you have a Meh Tahara. The Meh Tumah by a boy is 7 days, the Meh Tumah by a girl is 14 days. The Meh Tumah, the Gemara says, even if it's a Lady Yaveshta, even if it's a dry lady where there was no dam, it never happens like that. There's a bucket full of dam that comes up when a woman gives birth to a baby. But even if theoretically, Rashi quotes the Loshon of the Gemara, if it would have been a Lady Yaveshta, a dry lady where no dam was, when the baby is ripped out from inside, of course there's going to be dam in Arechem, from the lining that comes up, that's dam anida. But even if theoretically there would be no dam coming out at all, she would still be tmeya for the 7 days or for the 14 days, depending whether it's a baby boy or a baby girl. And then the next 33 days or the next 66 days, whether it's a boy or a girl, are considered Yemei Tohar. What does he mean, Yemei Tohar? So Yemei Tohar means in our Torah, what it means is that even if she has dam during that period of 33 or 66 days, it's not medami her. She has to go to mikveh after the 7 days are up, or after the 14 days are up. But even if there's teishay b'demei tohara, even if there's dam, even if there's a riyaz dam in the 33 days of the 66 days, the din is that she's tohara. So from the time she goes to the mikveh after the 7 days are up, or after the 14 days are up, till the end of the 80 days, or the end of the 40 days, depending whether it's a boy or a girl, she has the status of a tfulas yom aruch, and she's not permitted to eat the truma, like a tful yom is not permitted to eat truma. So when the malos is up, when the 40 days are up, when the 80 days are up, so then she's no longer a tfulas yom. So then she's considered a mechuseris, a mechuse kippurim. If it would have been a man who had the baby, he would be a mechuse kippurim. So a woman, so she is sheis. We should really say she's a mechuseris kippurim. Mechuse kippurim is a term that the Tanoim coined. That means a person who is tameh, who went to mikveh and had Ha'erev Shemesh, but because he's obligated to bring a carbon, so Kozman he or she doesn't bring that carbon, is still considered tameh with respect to entering the Beis HaMikdash or reading karbanos. That's a din of Mechusi Kippurim. So the Mishnayis have the din. Let's say a woman had 9 babies, and they build the Beis HaMikdash, she has a mitzvah to bring 9 sets of karbanos. But as soon as she brings the first set of karbanos, the whole tumah is removed. She's permitted to enter the Beis HaMikdash, and she's permitted to eat kachim after bringing the first set of karbanos for Hashar. The other 8 sets of karbanos are still an obligation, still a chiyuv. The two aspects, the two elements to this karban that the yoledes brings. The one element is that it's a mitzvah to bring the karbanos. The other element is that it completes the tahara process. That's called the mechusi kippurim aspect. What do you do if a woman is mesupik if she had a baby? How can she be mesupik if she had a baby? Let's say the woman had an aphil. The woman had a miscarriage. So if the miscarriage was after Tzuras HaVlad was developed, Tzuras HaVlad doesn't begin to develop till after 40 days. We paskin, it doesn't make a difference whether it's a baby boy or baby girl. One time is of the opinion that Tzuras HaVlad for a male baby is 40 days, Tzuras HaVlad for a female is 80 days, like the whole Malos. We don't accept that opinion. We paskin Tzuras HaVlad begins a little after the 40th day. They have photographs and books what the little fetus looks like. It's the size of about an inch by an inch. And after the 43rd, 44th day, around there, then it starts to look like a shape, like a little the size of a little gingerbread cookie. It looks like a little body. So that's called Tzuras Avlad. So if the woman has a miscarriage before 40 days, that for sure is not called a Leida. Usually a miscarriage is going to have Dab with it, so she'll become a Nida or a Zava, whatever the story will be, but she won't have the din of Tumas Yoledes, and she won't have the Chiyuv to bring the Korban HaYoledes. But if she has a miscarriage after 40 days, after the 43rd, 44th day, when there's already a Tzuras Avlad, so then she has the din of Tumas Yoledes, and she has the obligation to bring the set of Karbanos as well. Even though she's not rejoicing over the baby was born, stillborn, the baby was born dead. Still, that's the din, that's called a Leida, and she's obligated to bring the set of Karbanos. So if the woman is mesupik, let's say she had a miscarriage and she didn't look at the little piece of the uber that came out. She didn't look, the doctors didn't look, no one looked, they flushed it down the toilet or whatever, they threw it out. And they never had a chance to look at it. So you don't know whether she had a leida of a nafel with a tzuras avlad or without a tzuras avlad. So in such a case, the carbon that the yoledes brings, one of the carbonas is a chatas, one is an oilah.